Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The Knoxville Noon Kiwanis have brought the Missoula Children's Theater to Knoxville to stage a performance with local children. What's the purpose of the visit? What do the kids learn from it? And how do you get the kids to pull off a performance of the play, Cinderella, in only 5 days? Let's go in depth with Sarah Levy and Jordan Williams with the Missoula Children's Theater. Well, Sarah and Jordan, what brings you to Knoxville?
Well, we are here as team members from Missoula Children's Theater, and Missoula brings teams of two to cities all over the United States and all over the world to put on a full-length musical with children ages 5 to 18 in 5 days.
Well, that's pretty incredible feat. How did you get involved, Jordan?
Well, we auditioned. We both kind of had a similar situation. Mine in Seattle. There was a big, huge audition, and a lot of people from different theaters and tours came to watch these auditions. And I was originally kind of planning on doing some more acting in Seattle, but this opportunity just seemed kind of a perfect fit because I had been teaching earlier too, so this just kind of was a great opportunity to kind of see the country and work with some kids and do some amazing feats with doing shows in 5 days.
Well, this is a project organized by the Knoxville Noon Kiwanis. How's it been working with them?
Oh, it's been really wonderful. Everyone has been so helpful and really kind and generous, and it makes it really fun and easy for us when we come to a city that has, you know, so much support for the program and so much encouragement for the kids to come out and participate, and that makes it a priority for our program to come out here and work with the children and encourage them to sort of try something new or further something that they really enjoy doing.
And this is the second year that the Noon Kiwanis has brought in the theater.
Yeah, and it seemed like more because we've been really taken care of, and it sounds like they really, really know what they're doing. They've been really great to work with, and coordinating all the food and all the kind of stuff that you don't really think about. They're really kind of they're working really hard back in the backstage kind of work, and it's really helping out.
I've watched you over the past couple of nights, and you really get a kick out of working with the kids, don't you?
Yes, it's really rewarding working with children. Not only are they very fun and very funny, oftentimes the things kids say are, you know, can be pretty hilarious. But there's something really wonderful about working with children who aren't necessarily here to be the star in the play. They're not necessarily here to, you know, get a resume credit. They're here because they love it and because it's something fun that they can do with their friends and make new friends, and something that can really instill a lot of confidence in a child. I think oftentimes today we are told as adults and as children, you can't do something, which is something we just don't believe. You know, a lot of people come in and say, you can't do a play in 5 days, but we say, yes, you can. And you can learn the lines and you'll learn the dances and you'll have a great time doing it. And I think the support that we can sort of help give those kids and the encouragement to not only succeed in this week-long process, but hopefully they can carry that into other areas of their life, into their school, their athletics, their friendships, can really make a difference in a child's life.
And you enjoy working with the kids, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're a bunch of fun. It's fun. I think the most fun is when you really have to go. Rehearsals are go, go, go. You have to clip it along, clip it along, clip it along, and be very on top of everything. And there's moments when the kids really kind of just kind of, like yesterday, they really, really surprised me with how much they remembered. And
you were working with kids how old yesterday?
Oh, yeah, 5 to 7. Okay. And there's certain points where you kind of let your guard down, where you're just like, oh my goodness, you I can't believe you did it. You remembered it. You guys did such a good job. And they really just really respond to that. I remember this one point I was just like bowing down to them. Yes, you did it. And they're just, you know, they're laughing and they're having such a good time. And then you bring it right back, and that energy, that confidence is now refocused into like getting the job done. And it's just playing with that energy is one of the most fun things that you can experience, I feel like.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Sarah Levy and Jordan Williams with the Missoula Children's Theater. The first time I saw you, I looked at you and I thought, okay, those are some nice young people. And then I saw you starting to work with the kids. And then all of a sudden, you turned from regular people into just huge individuals, larger than life, with big gestures and big voices and great enthusiasm. And you catch kids up in that, don't you?
Yes, and I mean, it's definitely part of the whole, you know, we're doing a play and we want to teach them sort of those basic theatrical principles. You know, you have to be larger than life on stage. But I think that there's something about being, you know, not even a character, but sort of accentuating yourself and bringing our personalities out and really letting them get to know us and feel comfortable around us. And I mean, a lot of kids we work with, you know, especially you kind of get into that like 8 to 12 year old range, and you know, it's kind of an awkward time for some of them. They're sort of trying to figure out who they are, and they can get really introverted and not want to be silly or be big. And so if we show them, hey, you know, we're going to do this and we're going to be bigger and crazier than you could ever imagine, you know, they feel more comfortable kind of bringing that out too. And it's just, I think, a fun way for us to communicate with the children. And, you know, we're not here to be, you know, sticklers, and, you know, we're not here to sort of lay down the law. We want them to have a good time. And it's more fun for us, too, when we get to, you know, sort of goof around and be silly with them.
Well, you were over the top on kinds of things with big voices, and you were drawing them out, but it's also drawing them out in a very disciplined way,
mm-hmm.
that there are real constraints on performance. How do you balance the two?
Yeah, well, yeah, we have to be examples in that area. We have to, if we want them to speak loudly and clearly on stage and have big expressive bodies, we have to not just do it, we have to overdo it. We have to overshow them what we expect of them on stage. And a lot of kids don't have that. Like, they may have that out in the playground, but as soon as they're around adults, as soon as they're indoors, just simply being indoors, there are so many constraints that are now put on them. Whenever they get in the house, mom's saying, don't be so loud, don't go crazy, you know, like, don't knock things over. And they automatically kind of become more like us, more like adults. And when they're on stage, they're very timid and they're not speaking loudly because that's what they've been told all these times. And so we're like trying to like reintroduce that sense of play, that sense of big voices, big bodies, just big, huge human qualities. And we just have to embody that for them.
But it's also within certain constraints because they're having to hit a particular mm-hmm. mark. They're having to say it in a certain way, just getting a particular tone across.
Right. So
you were working with lords and ladies mm-hmm. last night, and you were having to teach them how to take a tone and an attitude mm-hmm. that some of them maybe have never had before. Others
right.
might use
yeah.
it all the time, but you have to coach them in that.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that?
Well, I mean, Missoula, one of sort of the techniques we use, we kind of call it show and tell energy, where we can't, you know, if Jordan or I were to go to, you know, an audition and get cast in a show, typically the director isn't going to say, okay, and you're going to say it like this way and sort of do everything for you. And we don't want to do everything for the kids either, because the kids bring so much of their own personality and that, you know, sort of spice to their characters, which is really fun to see. But Sometimes when children may not, you know exactly what we're asking of them, or maybe, you know, it's not something they're accustomed to. You know, sometimes we get lords and ladies that, you know, do have that really big personality, and it's just, it's right there. And some of them are sort of more timid and shy, and so using this show and tell, I will do it bigger than, you know, I would want, not that I would want them to do, but that I expect them to do the first time, because you sort of have to grow into that. And then they can, you know, replicate what I'm doing. And so, you know, rather than sort of relying on the kids to just come up with things, you know, when they might not know what to do, or some kids just get, you know, they kind of get shocked when you're like, okay, you're going to do it like this, go. You know, a lot of kids just sort of get that blank, I don't know what to do sort of thing. And if you show them what you're asking for, it's a lot easier for them to replicate it. And I think they feel a lot less self-conscious about it too, because once again, you know, I'm being the goofball and they can giggle and laugh at me and everything, but they can do it back. And you know, once we get all of them going that way, suddenly they're like, oh, we understand. And you know, they can then bring their own, you know, flavor to that character.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Sarah Levy and Jordan Williams with the Missoula Children's Theater. So you're taking them into interesting roles for them because, as you commented earlier, there are really a lot of social constraints. Mom and dad telling you to behave a certain way, school teachers telling them to behave a certain way, their peers telling them to behave another way. And so there's all these rigid social dynamics that are going on, and you're saying, cast them all aside and be somebody new, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of the coolest things I think we think about this program. And it really does. We've heard so much of the effects of us coming here, of kids learning to read after they've done a show in Missoula. They didn't know how to read, and now that they had a script, they actually had a drive to read something that they're actually very interested in doing and had to do. And there's stories of kids just participating so much more in class because they were originally they couldn't figure out how the whole dynamic went in class, and somehow, you know, magically through this program, they just kind of learned to come into their own self. You know, I think it's sometimes kids just need opportunities to get into a different environment where they feel a little more comfortable or a little more normal, perhaps, and just kind of now, after the week of Missoula coming, can now assimilate more into the lifestyle that they were previously in. It's pretty cool. It's pretty amazing.
Well, and I watched the opening auditions, and I saw the older kids. They were sort of into it. They mm-hmm. probably had done some plays before, church or school or something, and they were a little bit into it. Then you got them more into it. But some of the littler kids, they weren't used to it at all. They were very timid, and they would mm-hmm. speak very mm-hmm. smally. And now all of a sudden you're developing them, and you're bringing them out, and they're showing their personality. That must be very rewarding.
It is. It's really, you know, Jordan and I have talked about this before, but, I mean, there's something really, really good for your soul about this job. I think that, you know, we do go places where, you know, big cities, and these kids, you know, they come in with their resume and their headshot, and, you know, they've got their mom sort of coaching them off the side. And that's fine. You know, we're there for those kids too, and we understand why those kids are here, and we support them and are happy that they're there. But, I mean, really, you know, we go to places where Missoula is the only opportunity that these kids have to do a play in the entire year. And that's, you know, K through 12. That's the only time. And for us, you know, to have those kids come and want to be there and to work so hard for something that they don't get any other time is so meaningful. And, you know, like I said earlier, we're not here to make Broadway stars. You know, if you go on to that, more power to you and congratulations. But Missoula's mission is to foster the development of life skills in children through the participation in performing arts. And that's what we're really trying to do. We're trying to bring life skills to these kids. And whether that is in theater, you know, if that's their passion, whether it is the confidence that they need to succeed in school, whether it is the self-esteem boost that they need to make new friends, you know, that's why we're there. And when you see kids at the start of the week, you know, who are very timid and shy, and we get older ones too, that, you know, it takes them a while to come out of their shell, and by the end of the week you have this group of, you know, 60 some kids, you know, ages 5 to 18, who are all one big unit, you know, one big team. And that's something that doesn't really happen a lot outside of this environment, just because they're not in the same school, they're not doing the same activities. And it's really, really cool to watch the kids make that bond and make those friendships. And then, you know, they carry those with them. They don't just end once we leave. So knowing that we can make that kind of positive impact in a child's life is, it's something really special. And it's, you know, a huge reward to this job.
Yeah, it's they are often very timid at the beginning, but man, let me tell you, right before that show is the time when they are most vocal, when they are most energetic, when they are most together. You know, they all know each other now. They're all having fun. It's right before, right the minutes before that show, they are completely new people from when they came here, and it's awesome. It's really cool to be a huge part of that.
We would really like to thank the Knoxville Noon Kiwanis for bringing in and for supporting our program and the arts and supporting these kids and giving them this fun opportunity. And, you know, we look forward to hopefully coming back next year and for many years to come.
And there are two performances on Saturday, right, at 1 and at 4?
Yes.
At Celebrate Church in Knoxville.
Yes, mm-hmm. And tickets are $5, and we hope to see lots and lots of people there. It's a really, it's a fun show. Our show is really fun and has lots of good music and, you know, a fun for the whole family show. Cinderella is a really, it's a wonderful show. It's known fondly around Missoula as the Missoula Children's Theater's opera for the amount of music in it, and it's got some really fun, infectious songs that you'll be singing until, well, for the rest of your lives. But yeah, it's a really fun show and fun for the whole family.
Thanks to Sarah Levy and Jordan Williams for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.